We invite you to tune in to Stream Globe Radio, our 24/7 internet station filled with edifying sermons, uplifting music, and inspiring programs. Listen anytime at www.streamglobe.org.
Today's Stream Globe devotional is titled Faith to Fruitfulness, Part 2. Today's meditation was written by Abraham Damilola Arigi. We shall take our Bible reading from 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 5. In view of all this, make every effort to respond to God's promises. Supplement your faith with a generous provision of moral excellence, and moral excellence with knowledge. I have just read from the New Living Translation. 2 Peter 1, 8-9 goes further to explain that these supplements are not optional extras for a serious believer. He says that if these qualities are yours and are increasing, they will keep you from being ineffective and unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. This means that fruitfulness in knowing God is not a mystery. It is the result of intentional spiritual growth. Sunday's problem was not a lack of spiritual exposure. He had prayed, fasted, and participated in many spiritual activities. His problem was that his character was not being built alongside his faith. Faith without character produces noise, but not transformation. Discipleship provides the structure that forces these supplements to be added. Through discipleship, believers learn submission, humility, self-control, and honor. Qualities that do not grow automatically through prayer alone. This is why two people can pray the same prayers, attend the same meetings, yet experience vastly different outcomes. The knowledge of God flourishes in an environment of obedience. God reveals himself more deeply to those who walk in alignment with his nature. When moral excellence, self-control, perseverance, and love are lacking, spiritual insight becomes shallow, and intimacy with God is stunted. Sunday eventually realized that his frustration was not because God had failed him, but because he had resisted the process that produces growth. The moment he submitted himself to discipleship and embraced correction, he began to see real change, not just in his activities, but in his desires and conduct. Go into today with this understanding. Prayer ignites your faith, but discipleship matures it. If you truly desire to know God, commit yourself to adding the supplements that make your faith effective and fruitful. If you are not yet saved, that is, you have not yet received Jesus as your Lord and Savior, open your heart to him today. He loves you and wants to give you eternal life. Pray this prayer. Lord Jesus, I believe you died for my sins and rose again. I confess you as my Lord and Savior. Please forgive me, wash me clean, and make me a child of God. Amen. Our yearly Bible plan reading for today shall be taken from 1 John 1-3. Click on the audio Bible link at the end of today's devotional text to listen to the Bible reading.
You have just listened to Stream Globe Devotional. Stream Globe is non-denominational and interdenominational. We encourage you to share this devotional and let's touch lives together. To learn more about this ministry and get more of our resources, visit streamglobe.org.